The man, the legend, the author, Larry Weber's on the phone with us because it's time for Backyard Almanac. And Larry, guess what I've got in my hand this very moment?
Oh, a nice big chocolate candy bar.
That is in the other hand. This is a brand new book. And I got to say, it passed the first test of a brand new book. It smells really good. Awesome Autwin, it's called. A Look at the Season Bridging Autumn and Winter by Larry Weber. Woo!
Well, I wonder where you got that.
I don't know, but I am really excited because it is you and Sparky Stensis have teamed up to provide photographs, and it is just one fabulous photograph after another. Now, here is my question for you, because I know that when membership drive time comes around again, folks are probably going to be interested in a copy of this. How much of the things that you talk about in Autwin, which is the place in between leaf drop and the first sticking snow of the season? And one of the things that you like about Autwin so much is that people can really see what's going on. How much of the things that you can see during Autwin can you see during Sprinter?
Well, I prefer to call it the Wind Sprint.
Wind Sprint. Okay. Well, I'll get the nomenclature down.
Yes, you can see a lot of similar things. The difference is, wind sprint in our area is a lot harder to designate because we get these weird spring days. I mean, last year, don't forget, we got snow in May. It's a harder one to really grasp. But for the most part, yes, what's out there then is then now. Now, there are differences. A good example is the berries and the seeds and so forth are not likely to be around. But much of what is happening in the Autwin can also be happening in wind sprint. So, yes. So, are you looking forward to wind sprint already?
Yes. In my personal calendar, there are things to look forward to until the John Beargree Sled Dog Marathon. And after the John Beargree Sled Dog Marathon, life is a dismaying, despairing slog until, well, I was going to say May, and then I'm remembering May last year. I don't know, maybe June. So I need some new hobbies.
Lisa, just take one day at a time. we have the forecast I thought was interesting that you gave about being below zero tomorrow morning. It sounds like, however, if you extend the forecast, that this below zero tomorrow morning is just getting us ready for what's moving in end of next week. So, yes, we are getting maybe into real January. I have said several times, and I don't know what's going on with our weather patterns, but I have said several times we've had months where the first half and the second half are quite different. It just might be happening again this year for January. Last year we had a great example of that. The first half of January was rather mild. The second half, Mother Nature really buried us. We were average temperature for the whole half of the month was below zero. So, and then twice at my house, we had 40 below. So, yes, it is a possibility. Not going to say it for sure, but a possibility.
Well, here's
the statistics. Yes.
Here's the forecast, because all of a sudden I looked. I don't generally worry about the forecast that's extended. Monday, I said Sunday in the 20s, Monday in the 20s, Tuesday night, 1 for an overnight low. Wednesday, daytime highs only 8, overnight lows 13 below. Thursday, daytime high 3. So we go along in the 20s until around Wednesday-ish, and then temperatures going to the basement again.
Like I said, it's just getting us ready for it. But, this is January, so what? we just accept it. The statistics for the first part of the month so far has not been that impressive. Okay, we have an average temperature just less than 20 degrees, but this is northern Minnesota. The average for this time of year is about 10. So, and then the other thing is the snow. We've gotten very little snow. Less than an inch of snow has fallen so far. But I wanted to talk about that because this little snow, this little light cover snow, is what I was talking about last time for animal tracks. It is terrific for seeing animal tracks. This temperature, they're out moving around. During my walk this morning, I found many places where the cottontail rabbits were out moving about. So, yes, this is a good time to get out and see some of those tracks. We have a crust on the snow, the deep snow, and on top of that crust is the snow. The crust is strong enough to hold up lots of critters, and on top of that snow is another light covering of snow. And so, yeah, the tracks are out there in great numbers, so I would suggest to get out and take a look. Since we last spoke, we had our Christmas bird count in Carlton County. We had to postpone it and then reschedule it for January 5, but we still have the Christmas bird count. We recorded about 30, just a little less than 30 species of birds, which is fairly close to normal. There wasn't anything that was what we would call a rarity. But there were some interesting birds to be seen. Now, it was interesting to note that in parts of the St. Louis River, a duck was seen. There was some open water. Then there was, of course, bald eagles, and there was barred owls, the crows and ravens, and all of those. Lots of wild turkeys, rough grouse and such. The real interesting of note are two other ones. One of them because it was so numerous, and the other one because there's nothing at all. The numerous one was blue jays. Usually we have more crows and ravens than we have blue jays, but this year it was more blue jays. And except for chickadees, blue jays were the most numerous bird that was seen of any kind. But the one that was disappointing didn't show up at all was very few finches. We recorded three species of finches, that was goldfinch, purple finch, and pine siskin, but none of them were in very large numbers. No redpolls seen at all, and no pine grosbeaks seen at all. So instead of being a winter of finches, this may be a winter of blue jays, but you know, that's okay. There's always going to be something. There were a few that showed up in just a single bird, or a couple of them, and that is junco, mourning dove, cardinals, and shrike. But overall, it was a pretty good bird count. The problem, weather-wise, was not temperature, but we did have a very strong wind. The other thing of note, as I was mentioning, lots and lots of animal tracks. It is not unusual for me when I go out to find 10 or 15 or maybe even 20 kinds of tracks of critters that are out there. We had perihelion since we last spoke. That happened on the night of the 4th and 5th, which means we are continuing our trip around the sun by getting a little bit further away. We also began having sunrises at an earlier hour, which is another step, and we are getting longer days. And if you don't get enough light during the longer days, I hope you saw the full moon and the progression leading to the full moon this week. It was just terrific. And you mentioned last time, Lisa, the meteor shower. Well, I did get out to see some of them. So, yep, we may be in January, but we need to be outside in January to really appreciate it. It's a terrific month.
All right, Larry. By the way, I think I identified three different beastie tracks walking in my little, you know, from my little house in town, from my little shabby house to my little shabby garage. So you don't have to get really far out to see tracks.
Isn't that the truth?
I got feeders. I have feeders in the front yard, deer, rabbits, squirrels, birds,
yes,
and more deer.
And as I was saying before, one of the beauties of tracks is that you don't have to see the critter to know that it's there. All these cottontail tracks I saw this morning, I never saw once the rabbit itself. So it just lets us know.
So, all right.
Anyway, take care.
Thanks.
Have a good
a million,
one. It's
Larry.
A beauty.
All right. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Northland Morning. And he is also the author of the newly released Awesome Otwin, A Look at the Season Bridging Autumn and Winter. He and Larry wrote the book, and he and Sparky Stensis provided the photographs, and they are absolutely exquisite.